So Song Sessions, you are on with Candace,
Delia,
and Jez.
Here in the Songsu Hongdae area, grabbing coffee, bingsu, you guys should roll through. It's that time of year for some ice and fruit. And we've just been catching up on our week, talking about friendship, hashtag squad goals.
Squad goals.
Squad up.
Squad up.
And you know what I realized? So we all met in Korea. Y'all saw us on the gram. Y'all saw how we've been rocking with each other for a minute.
Right.
Y'all listen to us every week. Y'all know we like each other. Friendship is a real thing. Like, you can actually make solid friendships while you're traveling, while you're abroad. It doesn't have to be that whole, we met at a youth hostel back in 2008. I mean, like, we got significant weight here.
Yeah,
we
that's
know
true.
A lot about each other. We support each other a lot. So, Delia, tell me a little bit how you feel about this friendship we got. I mean, what's friendship been like for you here?
I mean,
Korea?
This friendship, specifically, y'all two give me life.
Talk about it now.
You know, I mean, no, it's one thing to make friends and to have people you're close to. It's another to have family, you know? Right. And so it's not just friendship, it's also family. It's people that you know that support you, care about you, will tell you the truth about yourself when you need it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's up. That's good stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need that, though.
Okay.
You know, it kind of depends. It kind of depends on what's going on. But even people that you can just laugh with and be real with.
Yeah.
Be your true self.
Yeah.
You know? Not everybody gets that. And then you don't necessarily expect for that to happen when you're abroad.
Right.
So then to be able to find that with y'all too, and you know, other people that I have here that I consider fam, that's good stuff.
That's really good. I'm a little emotional today when it comes to friendship, so I'm not gonna speak on it yet. I need some time.
Okay.
Jasmine, how about you? How is finding friends and then keeping them and all that been for you here in Korea?
Well, when you're living abroad and you're an expat, especially for a significant amount of time, there's already a different starting point that you have with people, because your mindset are different than people who are not comfortable leaving their comfort zone or hometown,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the fact that you are living abroad and you're meeting up with people who are like-minded, they like to travel, they like to explore different cultures, different countries, they're open to that, a little bit more open-minded, that's already like a jumping off point for the friendship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
you already got something in common.
Yeah, you already have something in common, stories to tell, travel tips, whatever that you want to, you know, talk about, recommendations, like, oh, have you been to Bali? Oh, have you been to Thailand? You know, like, all those type of things already kind of help the friendship get off the ground. So for me, I found that, like, that was an exciting part of all of my close friendships here. It's just like connecting on that level. And realizing that it's like a different breed of people that you meet out here, you know
what
I'm saying? And it's very, I don't know, it's exciting.
I think you take your friendship to a whole nother level with the travel thing too, because we're all here and we meet in Korea and we start our friendship here.
Yeah.
But y'all get on planes and go to Thailand and be beach hopping. Y'all meet as travelers and travel together.
That's
an extra like leg of friendship I'm not prepared for. But those, like, your Thailand pictures, I was like, man, they really, they roll in deep and they like it.
I think it bonds you in a different way.
You
know? And so I think, like, even all the friendships that I've made here, I can't describe it, but it's just a different level of connection that you have with people.
Yeah.
And it's been cool to see that unfold over the past, you know, 6-7 years.
I like that. Candace, you ready?
Where my tissues at? So look, I'm gonna tell my version of the story. So I got up this morning and I was like trying to decide like what I wanted to do about, you know, my future here in Korea and relationship and all that. And I sent a friend a text message and I was like, yo, I'm thinking about like my relationship status and my status here in Korea. And his response was real quick. It was, let's meet up for lunch. Come through. And then I come out to meet him. And I literally, when I got that message, I burst into tears. Because I realized, like, that's friendship. Like, all you got to do is be like, yo, I'm thinking about something. And they say, like, roll through. Let's think about it together. You don't have to think about this by yourself. You ain't got to work through this by yourself.
Yeah.
Why I get emotional about it is that I realize it's not normal. and it's hard to make that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get that even in the States. Like I didn't have that level of connection with friends back home. Usually you connect over the fact that we're from the same place. We went to high school together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we got. And everybody gotta go to high school, so it's not unique. You know?
But that's the thing, making friends as an adult has its own set of challenges because we are used to meeting people in school or on your block or in your neighborhood, your swim team, like whatever it is that you're involved in, you know. Mm-hmm. Growing up, that's how you make friends. It's very natural. It's easy. You don't have to try.
Right.
But as an adult, you have to put yourself out there. As an adult living in a foreign country, you really have to put yourself out there because nobody's going to come knocking on your door to be your friend.
Right.
So it's like you have to explore what are your hobbies, what are your interests, what communities can you connect with, how can you put yourself out there in a way where you're able to meet people and
you have to make
friendship.
That effort.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to seek those things out and seek those friendships out and then maintain them.
That's the hard part.
You know, like it's like work. You said, when you're in high school or in college, you know, you have your dorm room activities, you have your, you know, your sports or your club activities that you do. It's just part of what you do, you know. But as an adult, you have to find those things out and then you have to commit to them, you know, and then commit to those people in the midst of their lives. You know, like you got work, you got family and all that stuff. But then you have to still make time to foster those friendships and foster those relationships. And that is harder as you get older because you have to do it purposely and intentionally, you know.
I think that goes back to what Jazz was saying about the unique type of people who travel and who are here and the type of friendships, because we've already committed to the something that we have in common. So when you take that into consideration, that the friendships that you made here, you know, you're overseas, how do you keep them intact? Like, it's a very transient community.
Yeah.
How do
that's
you deal with that?
That's a huge difficulty.
Yeah.
That's even more with my tissues. That's even more emotional.
Yeah. I mean, that's been a huge challenge for me personally, because you come out here and you go all in with people and you build friendships and it becomes family and you're hanging out all the time. Yeah. You have birthdays together, you know, milestones together. And then it comes time for people to kind of go their separate ways and it's like, well, dang, like, my sister is moving away, you know?
Yes,
so I felt
right.
It, like,
oh, I need tissues. Did you use this? I need this.
Maybe the moment
wasn't ready.
But, I mean, I experienced that, I think, so around, what was it, like, 2014, where... three of my best friends left at around the same time, and it was just like the first one left and it was like, all right, you know, whatever, two more. Second one left and the third one left, and I just thought,
oh, that's cute, Jazz Young and her friends moved on and she's upset about that. But now that it's happened to me, I feel completely abandoned, and this country has never seemed as large to me as it does right now, because now I'm here to navigate it on my own. And I feel like my support system is completely gone. I mean, they're trying, they just send the messages from abroad, but it ain't the same, you know. How about you, Delia? How have you dealt with people's transitions?
I mean it is hard, you know. You build those friendships, you build those relationships, and then people move to different places. You move to a different place, and so you're kind of left with, okay, now who do I do life with?
Right.
You know? And I think that's the biggest thing, because you end up doing life with those people, but then those people leave, and it's like, okay, well, who do I continue to do life with? And then you do get new people that come in, but you're a little bit guarded after that, because you're like, I don't know how fully in I want to go with this new person. Because they might leave. You know,
and
I don't want
to.
And it does. It takes time, and you're like, man, I just spent 2-3 years investing in this person, with these group of people, and now they're leaving and I gotta restart it all over again. It's really hard, you know?
I think that's something that we find ourselves in because of this life that we've chosen. That's quite unique. I mean, if you just kicking it with your high school friends and you stay in your town, they gonna get married and they may move, but it's like, you know, to Madison Avenue instead of on Pine Street.
Right.
You know, it ain't 6,000 miles away.
I think it's nothing that you can really prepare for, and it's nothing that you can get used to either, because every time it's still hurts the same.
It still
it's still
hurts.
Very difficult.
So for me, it's a little different for me, just because I feel like I've gotten kind of used to moving a few times, and those relationships, as much as I love them and was fully in them at the time, you know, they don't always carry on.
Right.
And so I think I just kind of have that mindset too. Like, it doesn't take away from what I have in that moment, and those people are precious to me in those moments. Mm-hmm. But I'm not that I'm okay with it, but it doesn't hurt me as much if those don't continue on for like the rest of my life. Does that make sense?
Right. So even here in Korea, do you feel like...
I mean, there are people here that it hurts. I mean, it does. You know? Absolutely. And there's people... I mean, there's people from back home as well that it still hurts. You know? There are certain people, but I think in the grand scheme of all, it's not as impacting for me. But there are few
that it still
that
hurts.
It hurts.
So I think the departure part is quite, you know, difficult. What are some of the joys, though, of making friends here in Korea? What are the highlights?
I think that, to be honest, I think the biggest thing for me is getting to be friends with people that I probably wouldn't have never been friends with before. You know, like we just wouldn't have been in the same circles. We wouldn't have had the same friends. We weren't like, I just would have never been with those people. And so getting a chance to be with those people and to love those people, have them love me, be part of each other's lives, that's a joy for me to be able to have that. I think that's something that I really appreciate being an expat, being, you know, living abroad, is just being able to do life with people that I would have never been able to, or never would have stepped out to.
But we are just more open-minded than we would have been by default, just because they're here and they're in our lives and they're people. I think one of the joys I've gotten from the friendships I've had here is that there's always a view that I could not on my own consider. Someone's always going to offer the alternative viewpoint, and then I'm like, oh, there is another way to think about it that I don't have in my own wheelhouse, the ability to creatively, when I'm thinking like, oh, I want to do this, and I meet up with a friend of mine who has a different creative energy because of the experiences that person's had and where they've lived, and it's beautiful. But I know, like, I've been a creative my whole life, and trying to do that in my hometown, we all come with the same energy because we have the same experiences. And so I think that's been a joy, is just collabing with people.
Different energies.
Oh, it's freaking magical. Like, you can feel it in your bones. Like, dang, this is hot, you know?
Yeah. So every year, I always make sure to celebrate my birthday with my girls. And I mean, every year it's like we get dressed up, we go out, we look good, we feel good, we have a good time. Like, that's always something I look forward to.
Yeah.
And it's just been cool over the years to, like, people have, you know, been here, they have left, but still it's kind of like, at least we have those, like, times that we know we're going to celebrate together, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, when I graduated, we celebrated. You know? Huge. Like, we have all those little different kind of, like, milestones. My 25th birthday, that was a fun
night.
That
was good.
You know?
The timing of that was good, too, because we were all, like, just ready to be sexy and beautiful. There are photos from that. And I've never seen us look better. And there were a lot of us there.
That was 24.
That was 24?
Yeah.
Oh, with the deep dresses?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
24. So, 24, we went to a jazz club.
Yes.
We had dinner, went to a jazz club.
And it was like 12 girls, people. 12 girls in these dresses. We were standing. It looked like a sorority picture.
Yes, that was beautiful. But I mean, times like that where it's like we get together, we go out, we have fun, and we have memory. Like, we still talk about the foolishness that went on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, all the funny stuff that happened, the dudes that we meet when we go out, you know, like all those.
I mean, this friendship has been the source of a lot of these episodes.
This is where we got our material from, y'all.
Yes, doing life together.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
It has been.
So we're talking now about, like, significant memories that come up in our relationship. Delia, what's one of, like, the significant memories you have here? It don't have to be with us. I might feel a little bit jealous, but it ain't got to be with us.
No. It's definitely with y'all.
Okay.
I mean, it's the most recent one, and probably one of the biggest ones that I feel like I could mention was... It would be when we went to the Asian premiere of Black Panther.
Oh, that was
awesome.
Yes.
You know,
freaking,
I mean,
awesome.
It was.
Yeah.
It started off with me finding out that they were coming to texting y'all like, this joint is happening. We need to be there.
Like,
and then you know, the freak out ensued, and it wasn't even a thing of like, are we gonna go? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna wear? How are we gonna make this happen?
Yeah. How are we gonna meet Michael B. Jordan?
Right.
We were so strategic, dude.
It was strategic. We had a plan.
The only thing that would have made that night perfect is if M'Baku was there.
We didn't know the power of him at that time, but we hadn't seen the film yet, so we didn't even know. You know what? But Jesus saves, because if he had showed up, we would have all been in jail. Like, y'all would have been in jail for being an accomplice to a crime. Like,
and this is exactly what I mean, y'all. Like, those types of moments together
is priceless. What
fuels our friendship and our relationship.
I mean,
because we think about
Michael
it.
B's name and trying to get his attention.
Security swooping down real thick around
you
us.
Know? That's what it is.
Oh my gosh. I know. And that was like on a random Wednesday night.
It was in the middle of the week.
We were like sitting in line trying to hold a spot for Delia while she was trying to get off of work. Like, it was it was the coldest night of winter.
It was really cold.
And we tried to show off and our like African inspired. We looked good, but it was cold. We did.
But it's like those things, you know, and that's just like the latest, most recent one type of thing. But like, there's so many more. And that's what makes it fun. That's what I love about it.
The only time I've had like significant birthdays, it was here. It was here with the squad. Yeah. And we do it big.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Cool. Y'all hit us up in comments. Let us know about your friendship circle. What are some of the joys and difficulties y'all might have with that? We're anxious to see. I know y'all envy our squad.
But you know what? If you're new to Korea or you're new to wherever you are, be patient, because it takes time.
It does take time. Put yourself
out there. If you don't find your squad right away, that's okay. Keep trying. Right. Just be patient with yourself.
It's definitely well worth it, right, guys?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Totally. All right. Well, stay tuned for our next episode. Catch up on those last ones. Go for the binge. And join us next week as we sit down with someone that we've actually cultivated a really meaningful relationship with over the years. He's a friend to all of us, a mentor. Stay tuned for that conversation. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
Until next time.
All right. Talk to y'all later.